Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
There will be no plea deal for Donna Adelson. That's what we've recently found out. Of course, she being charged in the murder of Dan Markell. That was her former son-in-law, the former husband of her daughter, Wendy Adelson. No charges against Wendy, but Charlie, the brother, he's already been convicted. He's spending the rest of his life in prison, but they think mom is the mastermind behind all of this. Joining me to discuss, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Bob, are you surprised there's no plea deal here for Donna Adelson? And what does it mean that there's no plea deal for Donna Adelson?
No. And it means they're going to trial. Next question. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not. Look, at this point, like, Charlie is adamant about him being innocent about it. He's got his appeal that will be pending. Positionally speaking, in terms of their being potentially four family members from that family that are going to be tried, including, you know, Dad and Wendy, I think they're in this together.
Yeah.
And for her to plead guilty would be an absolute death knell to Charlie's appeal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is she pleading guilty saying, yeah, I was the mastermind. I was the puppet master behind this whole thing. And Charlie's sitting over here saying, I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm innocent.
I mean,
I think that that's the play. I think that she has no choice but to go to trial and make the state prove their case, because I think that, and it's not just for Charlie's case and her own case, but for the rest of the family's cases potentially moving forward. I think that they feel that they're going to make the state prove it, which they will.
What kind of defense is Donna Adelson going to mount here? I mean, are we going to see something where she ends up throwing her kids under the bus? Like, you're already convicted Charlie. He obviously is the one who did it. It ain't me. I mean, I don't see her doing that. As big of a narcissist as I think she is, I think she really protects her little clan there, it seems.
So, yeah, 100%. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
You know, like, she's not snitching.
Yeah.
She's not turning state's evidence. You know, I don't know that they came to her. I'm sure they did,
mm-hmm.
you know, with some kind of offer, probably close to, you know, probably a little less than Charlie, since they feel that Charlie was really the one who facilitated the hit
mm-hmm.
With Katie. But, you know, as far as mom, if she was the money source, you know, I mean, she's just as on the hook as he is, you know, and in the eyes of the law, they're not going to be treated any differently, no matter what their roles were
mm-hmm.
in the conspiracy to commit murder, you know. So, it's like roles are kind of irrelevant. They're all viewed the same in the eyes of the law. They're all going down for the exact same thing, no matter what their particular part in the play was. So as far as you know, Wendy goes, though.
Yeah.
Like, she's, I just think that she was the smartest. Like, my buddy Jay, he's got a YouTube channel. He's obsessing about Wendy, does all these like videos, like how Georgia Kappelman's going to get her.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, there's strong circumstantial evidence, but it basically boils down to, you know, she drove by Dan's house mm-hmm. you know, the morning of the shooting that makes it seem like she had to have known, you know, going to this liquor store. And she yeah. says she was taking a shortcut and it doesn't appear to be a shortcut. I mean, is that enough to convict her? Is that enough? You know, because they're going to go by strength of case.
Well, and her kids are in the house and you see police cars. If you're a parent and you see police cars surrounding a home where your children are supposedly at, wouldn't the first thing you do is slam on the brakes and be running towards that house of what the hell is going on? Not, hey, let's go get some Patron.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. Well, I think the testimony was is that they had the tape, the yellow tape up so far back that she couldn't actually see all the way down the block to the house.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, at least that's the way I understood it.
Okay.
Because there was a lot of testimony during the trial that because it was kind of a curving street mm-hmm. and where the cop was testifying that he had the tape, it was too far back. You know, and when it comes to Wendy, it's like the interplay, you know, surrounding the fact that she's testified in multiple cases already on behalf of the state mm-hmm. is a weird dynamic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a weird dynamic to know that she still has custody of her kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, why doesn't Ruth Markell have the kids? Like, even if they haven't charged her yet, everyone on the planet feels like she had a hand in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like, how can you not? Like you have to believe that, you know, she is such a, that I'm talking about Donna is such a, like just an overlord of her kids that, you know, they're still, despite the fact that they're all accomplished dentists, lawyers, you know, like that she's still running stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that concept is bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Like grown adult children letting their mother run things to that extent. And like, I find it hard to believe. Maybe not as much with Charlie, but definitely as to Wendy. I mean, she's, say whatever you want. Like, Wendy's not an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I thought Wendy held up very well on the stand. You know, do they catch her in little lies? Did she pause? But like, I don't read into those things like other people are reading into them. You mm-hmm. know, I think that she's answering questions carefully because she understands that they're gunning for her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like while I think that she definitely had a hand in it, I think that, you know, this was a family affair through and through. You know, I just tend to think that she might've been a little too crafty for them to have gotten the evidence they need to get her. That's what I'm saying. Like they started with Charlie because they felt they had the strongest case with Charlie, you know, mm-hmm. and they're next going to Donna because they think that they had the second strongest case as to Donna. And then, of course, the jail calls
mm-hmm.
after Charlie's convicted really helped their case a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and her trying to go to Vietnam helped the state's case a lot. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's
and then there's Harvey as well, who's still there. He's out. He's free. I mean, you have, you know, the spousal thing as well going on where he would not necessarily have to testify against her. But I do wonder, how would he not have knowledge of what the hell's going on? Maybe he's not the one that's pulling the strings like Donna. Maybe he's just like, okay, honey, whatever you want. He kind of strikes me as that sort of a character. But still, if you have knowledge of what the hell's going on, somebody's got murdered, you have some culpability there as well if you didn't do anything about it.
I mean, it depends on the relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like I've seen plenty of older couples where, you know, you've got 40, 50 years in. I've seen some of them where they're still madly in love and they're the cutest thing you've ever seen. And I've seen them like my grandmother and my grandfather who basically loved each other, but went about their way on their own. You know, mm-hmm. they did separate things. They weren't necessarily part, you know, slept in different bedrooms when they were, you know,
yeah.
deep into the marriage. It's like, I don't know the inner workings of that family mm-hmm. like that, like in terms of, you know, we're going to need to see proof.
Yeah.
We're going to need to see text messages. We're going to need to see communications. You know, obviously there's the whole birthday gift with him, you know, and in George's position is that his gift was mm-hmm. that Dan was getting killed and his grandkids were going to live closer to him.
Yeah.
You know, that's her position on it, and it, which very well could be the case.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, it's such a, it's just like a family that you get that vibe that they just, you know, they're the smartest people in the room type thing. They just thought they had this thing all figured out, and you know, they still like, they're still reeling from the fact that, that they didn't buy their story. But you know, anytime that you're hiring two separate hitmen and you're going through a third party conduit who you used to date, it's a recipe for disaster.
Sick of the ads?
We opt too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.